This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and together with me is...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And our producer of today is Christine Wong. Chris, say hello.
Hello.
And we are talking about online reviews. Now, we've done something similar a few months ago, and we talked about, you know, do you get swayed by, I guess, the online reviews? How much do you actually rely on them to make your purchasing decisions? And, you know, from the feedback, a lot of people did rely on online reviews before they were making that purchase. So we're taking the angle from the business perspective today. So we want to ask, like, do you think online reviews, or just reviews in general, are actually useful for businesses? Why and why not? That is the question for today. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899, or on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. We also have like a little poll that we put up on Insta Story. It's at BFM Radio, and then you just hit on the top, you know, the one of those icons at the top that you know, Insta Story. So you can hit on that, and you can cast your vote. But you can also sort of like let us know why and why not. And the reason why we're talking about this is because Apple have removed their, reviews on their online stores. So that's the big story for today. Story number two, Arvind will be talking about Black Friday's big numbers.
Big numbers.
Now, Black Friday is not today. It's actually next Friday. Mm-hmm. But this is, sort of like preamping you about what to expect in terms of like the numbers. And apparently there's some good stats with the Malaysian version of like the Malaysians' insight into Black Friday.
Yep.
Stuff, right?
Yep.
It used to be an alien thing to us. But now I think, you know, we are also getting involved with Black Friday.
Over the last 5 years especially.
Yeah. Yep. And then closing our Enterprise Biz Bytes later. Later today, we will talk about another new online service and another hack that has happened just a few days. Anyways, going back to our big story of today is, you know, online reviews. So from the customer standpoint, feedback or reviews is kind of like a peer-to-peer community tool. For the company, it's more of like a tool for them to know what the consumers are saying about the product. But we all know, like, you know, fake reviews, that's been plagued the online e-commerce stores. And it doesn't even just have to be an e-commerce store. It can be restaurants, it can be, you know, podcast reviews, it can be movie reviews. We find reviews, or we look for reviews for almost anything that we do. Even if you're buying a new car, we would go and look for a review as well, right? So Apple has decided that, they're going to take a very, hard approach or a very harsh approach by basically removing all customer reviews from its online stores. So Apple's choice means that customers can't provide useful feedback on products that's available on Apple Store, especially if the product might be bad. There were at least, 700 over one-star reviews for the Lightning to, 3.5mm headphone jack, which, you know, everyone needed that because, they removed the headphone jack, so everyone needed an adapter for that. So, you know, the adapter was like one of the most important things, but, 700 over one-star reviews for a product that simple, and it didn't even cost that much, right? So you can't really tell now if this is actually a good product just by looking at the page, simply because there is no, star reviews anymore. So consumers, like we mentioned, they can review almost anything: online purchases, Uber rides, Grab rides, restaurant experiences. And then they go on to services like in the US, they use Yelp or Twitter. In Malaysia, we've got similar kind of, restaurant apps that you can sort of see the reviews of the restaurants as well.
So Google reviews, another one.
Or even Google reviews, right? So it's kind of like using platforms to let everyone know what exactly they think. And most often, you don't really hold back when you're doing an online review.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, if it lets the, you've got a bad taste from that experience itself, right? Mm-hmm. So many businesses, they kind of solely focus on negative reviews, on how to avoid them or how to manage them when, the sort of like the bad reviews appear. And I guess it is important, but in focusing on eliminating negative reviews, they tend to often overlook how positive reviews can be highlighted and, leveraged to increase business in both in person and online. And looking from some stats, nearly 90% of consumers worldwide regularly read reviews and consider them in their purchasing decision, making customer feedback an essential part of any online strategy, from major national brands to local shops and even boutiques as well. So online reviews, they are important, but Apple is going on a very different, I guess, stance at the moment. And it's not a surprise that they've always done something completely different from the norm.
Yeah.
But this, though, what's your take here?
I don't know. I don't know if Apple is doing this because they feel other people are going to review their stuff anyway. Like if let's say a new iPhone comes out, you are going to go to YouTube, then you're going to watch someone unbox it, and then you're going to listen to someone review it. Even The Verge is going to have like their whole write-up about it. So maybe Apple feels like they don't need to have that on their website or their own platform will have... let's say they have product A. If it says that product A on their website has 1 star, then it looks bad on them. If you want to buy product A, then you can go look at, again, like YouTube or any other website, even Amazon, even any of the retailers, you can get your reviews there. But Apple doesn't have to tell you that they have a bad product. Maybe other people don't have that luxury yet. Like we go to, let's say like e-commerce platforms. Let's say we go to any like Shopee, Lazada. We look at the star ratings on a product.
Yeah.
And then we look for like the shopper ratings. Like is it like 86%, 93%? Then we buy from them. But even then, most of the people giving the stars are giving it for the shipping and delivery efficiency and stuff. They're not talking about the product. They're going like, oh, it arrived today or 3 days, very fast, good, 5 stars. So they're not actually talking about the product you're buying. They're just telling you that they got it on time. So even then, it's a bit like, should I trust or should I not trust? But we still look at the stars that they give.
Mm. You know, you're right, because online reviews, they are a virtual version of like a word of mouth advertising. Mm. It's widely regarded as the best kind of advertising for a company that can hope for. And word of mouth works because people trust the opinions of their friends and families, right? Yeah. Recently, there was a survey done in the US by Bright Local, found that 85% of consumers trust an online review as much as they trust a personal recommendation. So if they hear a positive review, they believe that they will have the same type of experience. And if they had the bad experience, it works the same way. But like you mentioned as well, online reviews, they are typically associated with the information about the specific product. But consumers are also doing reviews about the entire experience of a business, whether through an online purchase or a brick and mortar, right? So the reviews about the overall experience on external sites are highly trusted because businesses can't change what's written about them, assuring customers that what they are reading is honest feedback about the company. So reviews of this sort are most likely to be about the customer service, the ease of logistics, which I guess, you know, makes you as a retailer, it's your entire 360 instead of just the manufacturer of the product, because you're helping the consumers know that you are a company that is, I guess, you know, pleasure to do business with, because you address to their concerns when they had the concerns before buying the product. And then how fast is it when you have made the purchase, that you've given the money to the platform, how fast can they actually then, you know, pack the product up and deliver it to you, which you then probably rely on third-party services, right? So, you know, if there is if you have online reviews, you can actually see the majority of the complaint comes from maybe my logistics. It's not really about the product itself. So then, you know, businesses could actually do, work with their suppliers or their third-party providers to say, you know, we've been receiving a lot of complaints about the delivery. Maybe we can work something
about
that,
right? Maybe you can fix it. Yeah,
because generally, you know, people, we all do this. When it's a great product, we won't really go on to review about it, right? Unless we get paid for it, if that's an incentive for it. But if it's a bad product, we generally go on and, you know, rant about it because we're frustrated.
Yeah,
it's a human nature.
Which is why some places, even some platforms, let's say like Domino's Pizza, every time you put in an order, they will prompt you to review their website every single time. Mm. Every single order, it comes up with a star. So I guess sometimes they just want to push you to put that order because it means a lot to them.
Yeah. Anyway, well, apparently Apple doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Let us know, what are your thoughts? Do you think reviews are actually useful for businesses? Why and why not? You can get in touch on Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. Twitter, it's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 0187898899. We'll be right back with more BFM 89.9.
Blues, folk, metal. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Yuvraj.
And we are asking you, do you think reviews are actually useful for businesses? And this is because Apple have recently decided that they're going to take a very harsh approach by removing all customer reviews from its online store. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of responses. I will just go straight to Insta Story. A few of them said that if they use it, it could be useful. That is like, you know, asking businesses... May says it's where people make decisions, and I, you know, couldn't agree more than that.
Yeah.
Iswan says yes, easier for customers to identify legitimate products and the quality. Fake reviews are easy to detect. Well, I guess, you know, for in Amazon's case, if you've looked at recent reports, mm-hmm. it's even harder to now detect fake reviews because of, you know, the way that they operate. It's an entire business by itself. We could do a whole show about, you know, how fake reviews are actually generated, because millions are being spent just to combat fake reviews from Amazon. And Apple decided, like, we're not going to spend that much money. I guess, you know, Apple's not, you know what, we're just cancel
shut down
all
the reviews,
Jensen, number 8, says, review is the most direct method to give confidence to other potential buyers. And Gary Wong, 88, says, feedback for improvement. And I totally agree with you. I've got an interesting clip here. This is a clip from a YouTube channel called F-Stoppers, who was actually going through, just very recently, I think about 2 weeks ago, going through some of the reviews on the Apple's online store itself. So have a listen to this.
Let's go over to Apple's website. I've opened up a page of every single one of the dongles that Apple makes, and let's see what other Apple users actually have to say about these products, because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these are totally reliable. This is the most common one that everyone's going to need, USB-C to USB adapter. 2.5 stars. Why is it only 2.5 stars? Let's go down to rating and reviews. Works when I plug my USB receiver in with an external mouse, will not read USB flash drive. That's strange. Having problems with flash drive 3.0. Unfortunately, doesn't work with USB 3.0, but does work well with USB 2.0. That's strange. Let's read some more customer reviews. The controller lights up once I plug it in, but it's completely unresponsive. Snapped my charger in half, pulling this out of the port. So let's move on. Let's look at another dongle. Okay, let's say you're coming from an older Mac. You want to go Thunderbolt 3 back to Thunderbolt 2. It's only $49. This one has even worse ratings, 2 stars. Let's see what people have to say. Similar to most other reviewers, I too have been plagued with problems. I'm not even gonna read all that, I believe you. Useless to connect Thunderbolt 2 Mac to solid state drives that get power from Thunderbolt 3. Again, there are 12 more pages like this. I'm not going to read them all. Let's move on to the next dongle. This is a USB-C to SD card reader. Very simple, something that every photographer needs, probably every person who owns a MacBook needs, because of course they got rid of the SD card reader as well. This is $39 and 2.5 stars. Doesn't look good. Again, let's read some of these reviews. Likes to crash. Didn't work. The adapter never worked for me. I'll have to take it in for an appointment and hopefully get a replacement. It does not work with iPad Pro 3rd Gen. It does not work most of the time. Will mount 90% of the time, but when it does decide to mount, it takes several minutes. That's strange. Apple needs to check on the reviews. This product does not work.
Yeah, so, you know, this is just like a snippet of a 7-minute, not really a rant, but an insight into what exactly are the complaints. So if you're Apple and you're reading those kind of comments, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's like, you know, horrible comments about, you know, or fake comments, because these are legitimate, they seem legitimate buyers who are actually complaining that, you know what, hey, Apple, the product only worked about, you know, 10-15% of the time. 90% of the time, it didn't really work. So, you know, why do you sell this product? Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was interesting. Ken on WhatsApp says that reviews are extremely important to me, especially when I want to book a stay via Airbnb. And that, I guess, you know, it's another area. I would never book a place, on Airbnb if I don't read the reviews.
But it was low ratings and stuff. Yeah.
Just, you know, even if, like, yeah, the reviews are so important. Because photos and descriptions from the owner can be deceiving anyways. Yeah. It's the reviews that really put the confidence in my trust in the... continues on and says, however, I only trust reviews with more than 50 feedback. So yeah, it's like, you know, you got to have the quantity of reviews as well, right?
Because some products you can see like 100%, but then you've got like 5 people reviewing it. So it doesn't make any sense. It is no difference. It could be 0, it could be 100.
Yeah.
You need the numbers to justify why it's so high in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've got a tweet from That's My Full Name who says, I find the detailed ones useful to help me make informed decisions and manage my expectations. I wonder if some companies only publish favorable ones. I submitted a review on an Oxwhite twice and still don't see it in their site. I suspect it's because I gave them 3 stars. I noticed the published reviews are all 4 or 5 stars. I give detailed and constructive reviews because I want Malaysian brands to excel.
Yeah, so, you know, this is like a, in a way, it's giving feedback, and I love love people who give constructive feedback.
Yes.
It may not be the best of ratings. It may not be the 5 stars, the 3 stars. It could even just be a 1-star rating. But instead of saying like this product is horrible, mm-hmm. probably, you know, for me as someone who would buy a product would want a little bit more description of why was this product horrible. Is it because it didn't fit with what you actually wanted to buy in the first place? You were looking for a different product? Because we've all done this.
Yeah.
I've bought a product where I thought this is what I wanted, what I needed to solve, whatever, you know, problems and issues that I have in terms of like, you know, the technical side.
Mm-hmm.
But ending up when the product arrived, I go like, oh no, this is not actually what I need. I actually needed something completely different. But people tend to say this is, you know, a horrible product, but we need to know why. And I guess businesses use that kind of clues even to help them understand what exactly are the pain points, right? So we got in touch with Prabha Shanmugam, the general manager of Cow Cow Veg. And we asked, from your perspective as a business owner, how useful do you find customer reviews? And do you agree with Apple's decision of completely removing customer reviews on its online store?
Okay, maybe for Apple products or like for technology products, they want to have their stand on what how they want the business to be, you know, moving or marketed or something like that. But when it comes to food, I think customer response and feedback is very important because they are going to be eating it. And only if they enjoy eating it, they will start talking about it to their friends, their colleagues. And then we will have more people coming and buying. We will have repeated customers, which is very important for us. We have to listen to feedback.
So you've now created new dishes specifically based on customer responses and requests. So how and why did you decide to incorporate the customer feedback so intrinsically into the business operations?
Well, actually, we started off with our own menu, our what we thought that people would like, you know. And then after we started, then people started asking us, like, do you do this? Do you do this kind of meals, like cauliflower rice for keto diet? And then those that are onion and garlic free. You know, we realized that different people have different dietary needs and different requests. So we thought, okay, why not we do that? Since, you know, our sales is based on customer response and request. So we thought, okay, we'll take up the demand and then we'll act up upon it. So like we create meals that is most suitable for them. There's good response, so we know we are going like, okay, this is right. What you're doing is right.
That was Prabha Shanmugam, the general manager of Cow Cow Veg. And yeah, you know, using feedback from listening to what the consumer or the customer wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, on that same trend, there is a continuation of the tweet that you mentioned earlier on.
From That's My Full Name. Yeah, she says that I gave an honest and detailed review to Damakan and they called me up to set up a face-to-face meeting at my convenience, time and place to get customer insights. We spoke for over an hour.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
I recently moved into a new condo, a new place. And what happened
was... Did you see the reviews before moving into the place?
One, I saw the reviews, but more I saw the reviews for the internet provider because it wasn't one of the big guys. It wasn't the Time or Maxis.
Yeah,
so I was
okay.
A bit skeptical. That was a make or break for me because if you don't have good internet connection, then I'm like, you know, I can't do anything here. A lot of the work depends on internet. So what I did was, because these guys were small and they were just coming up and they got recently bought over by another company in Singapore, I went to their Facebook page and then I looked for the people who were complaining about the previous provider. Then I went and looked for those people's Facebook accounts. I privately messaged them and I said, hey, I know this sounds random and I know it sounds creepy, but I don't mean to put you off. I'm moving into this condo. I see that you have left reviews. Can I just get some updated feedback about the service? Has it improved? Is it better? You know, did they get back to you? You know, is the new provider working? And then they said like, yeah, it used to be bad like maybe 2 years ago and now it's way, way better. It's stable.
Oh.
We can watch Netflix. There's no problems, no buffering. Then I made the decision to move in. So that's how important like reviews for any product is. If I didn't find the reviews, if no one recommended it, I would have gone like, I cannot trust this internet provider enough because what do I do for 2 years if that's my contract, if I don't have internet in the condo?
You know what? I have to say that's pretty stalker still though, Arf. Like
going through
the Facebook page, looking at reviews, clicking on the profile, going
reviews,
to message them, saying like, hey, I'm not a stalker, but...
There's no reviews. I just want your review.
But, you know, if only businesses do exactly like you know, That's My Full Name had an experience as well. So, right. Anyways, we're asking you, do you think online reviews are actually good for your business and like why and why not? Get in touch with us on Twitter or on Instagram or on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899. When we come back, we will stick with the online stores thing, but we'll talk about Black Friday that's happening next Friday, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.